This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
AJ Terrell on the way in the next 10 minutes. Stay there and hear what our star corner has to say about mandatory minicamp, training camp as they get ready for that in a few weeks, and also what the latest is with our defense. Hey, I said to you guys that the trade rumors are out there in the NBA, and we didn't get to talking about this because we were talking about the Falcons, and then we went down that rabbit hole of what went wrong last year and how they got to fix some things. But the Suns' Kevin Durant and his business partners are looking at potential trade scenarios. And I just want to put this out there because I know, Mike, end of the month we'll get to the NBA draft. When the finals are over, everybody will be thinking about what the you know Hawks are going to do. Teams that have expressed interest in Durant, just to be clear, Rockets, Spurs, Heat, T-Wolves, Knicks. No Hawks.
Of course not.
Okay?
We can't get into the aprons. People don't understand. If you get in that luxury tax, Carl, it's like national debt. It never comes off the books. Sorry, that's Steve Koonin.
Yeah.
He'll join us Friday.
He will.
And say just that.
So teams around the league have been anticipating that Durant would be traded, and he will be. This is the one thing I'm telling you right now. I'll guarantee it. He will be traded. There's no way they can keep all these guys under the current circumstances, to Mike's point, or the virtual Steve Koonin with the aprons. So Durant's contract is worth $54 million in 25-26. So all these teams that you keep saying, hey, why don't we go get Kevin Durant? His team is saying these are the teams that have expressed interest. Rockets, Spurs, Heat, T-Wolves, and Knicks, not the Hawks. So we can kind of put that to bed because I know many guys have been asking us, Mike, what about Kevin Durant? First of all, I don't want him. I don't think that's what we need. But even if you did, there seems to be no interest here.
How old is Durant now?
36, 7?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, and diminishing returns. And again, with Bradley Beal and Devin Booker, it was a disaster.
37 in September.
Yeah, that's – and guys, the thing about him is not even the age, because I know he's still going to be able to score, go for 30 a night, is when he gets unhappy. When there's a, it has nothing to do with Trey or anybody else, or even the coach. When he apparently decides, as he does everywhere he goes, he's not happy. And so we'd have to mortgage our entire future.
Yeah.
If you believe in Jalen Johnson or Reese Hoshea or whatever else teams would want in a trade if you're Phoenix. And then it goes out the window, and then we're left holding the bag. Look how Brooklyn Nets, are they in a better spot post Kevin Durant?
They got a lot of picks.
I mean, and now we have to see what they do with it because that's, you know, that's, blank those picks, some would say, or you know, good luck with your process. Talk to the Sixers. So, as much as I understand, if this was 22 and we're building off the conference championship appearance, hell yeah, but no, not now. I think it'd go the wrong way, and then we're really in the cellar.
I agree. Braves finishing up their series with the Brewers. We'll get you updated coming up next hour with Grant McCauley and all the things that went down, not only today, but also last night. Stay tuned for that, and AJ Terrell is on the way. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. Mike and I have been talking a lot about the new current situation with college athletes. It's supposed to start July 1st. And this also applies to former athletes, guys. The $2.8 billion that has been negotiated in back damages is going to be paid out to any athlete. I think it goes back to 2016 in college sports. And then you talk about the current situation with college football and the cap number and where all of this is going. But now there seems to be a monkey wrench in this, Mike.
Yeah, I was wondering, where is this going to go as far as Title IX? Remember, for years, Title IX was kind of the stumbling block, because you're going to do things with men's sports, it's got to be good for the goose, good for the gander. I mean, the women got to get the same treatment. And when we went to this sort of free-for-all that started, what, 3.5 years ago now?
Yes.
The Title IX was never discussed, you know, and then women started making some money. Now, they're never going to make as much money. Women's basketball is never going to make as much money as men's basketball unless there's a new Caitlin Clark coming down the pike with Angel Reese.
Yes.
And we have that kind of dynamic. But softball puts up decent numbers, but a softball team, maybe they will make more money than men's baseball. It's a free market. See, that's where I think the Title IX argument goes out the window and stays out the window. But they're going to bring this lawsuit against the NCAA versus House decision to say it's a violation of the Title IX rule. But again, we've been ignoring Title IX for the last 3 years. I thought we were.
Well, they're saying it was deliberately ignored. They're also saying the parties in the court acted like it was already addressed when it clearly was not. This is what they're saying, and this is why they're bringing an appeal. And here's the irony to all of this. The NCAA agreed to pay out this $2.8 billion to athletes over the course of the next 10 years. This is back pay. This is, you should have been getting paid, but you weren't. And now with this new settlement, we're going to pay you out. But that's going to sit until this appeal is resolved. So now
there you go.
We're not talking about what's going to happen July 1st, let's say at Georgia, with paying their athletes directly from the school. We're talking about this back paid money that was sitting there, and the courts were saying, hey, what are we going to do? Are we going to pay these kids what we should have paid them? And we'll do it over the next 10 years so we can, you know, don't have to do it all at once. And now they're saying this is going to sit until this appeal has been resolved with Title IX.
So that's why, again, guys, we're going to be in court, you know, till Christmas on this thing. Then there's going to be that suit that you and I discussed with Pat Forty yesterday. We talked about with Connor Riley from Dog Nation on Monday, that with the first time a kid doesn't get his deal, somebody either from that team's collective/university or the kid is going to sue the NCAA or Deloitte for why they said the valuation was out of whack. Because if you're telling me, oh, now there's a magic wand that says, oh, no one gets more than $5 million per player? How? When? There's always somebody who's going to get a bit more. You people are to blame. Texas. With your oil money.
It's true.
You're throwing that big loot around.
No,
so,
but listen, but Ohio State outspent everybody last year.
But again, the guys, I never thought that if you're in a sport that only 10 years, and I say, guys, what do you mean friends and family? Only your friends and family shows up to watch. In other words, if you're playing on a badminton scholarship, okay, no one's.
What's wrong with badminton?
You ain't getting a Lambo. You know, if it's team handball, or again, if you play,
handball.
If you play at a really good tennis program, okay, well, that's a bad example. Those parents are already rich. But I'm saying, we've ignored Title IX, and now we get this monkey with the wrench as a group of women's sports athletes are going to file the appeal, and here we go. And then again, more lawsuits, more litigation. So everyone who thought this cure-all was coming down the pike, not even close.
Meanwhile, if you haven't heard this, and we'll tell you about Georgia Tech getting a couple of commits, Deion Sanders, Mike, has been ill.
Yeah, I thought he was taking a mental health break. He just needs a health break.
Yeah, they are saying that he was ill and he's been out of the office recently. And as a matter of fact, he missed some time at Colorado and people started to become concerned. He puts out a post that says, wow, I'm truly blessed for the abundance of well wishes. I thank everybody for the thoughts and prayers. Thank you. I can assure you everything is okay. But this kind of got out, and then it was like, I think one of his sons was like, yeah, he'll tell y'all what he was going through soon enough. And everybody's like, well, what is he going through? What's the deal? But apparently he is going to be fine. But he had been ill and out of the office and not working with his team and all the things that, you know, people thought that something else was going on. Deion's 57, by the way, if you're wondering, and, you know, got the new contract. He's excited to be at Colorado. We'll see what that team's going to look like. Obviously, Juju on that beat's going to be there. Local Georgia product here at quarterback. But I just want to put that out there because I know a lot of people were talking about it over the last 48 hours.
Hey, man, we're talking about hot seat jobs last year at the SEC. The number one was Billy Napier.
Yes.
And I thought that's one of the best jobs. You know, in any other year for Florida, that'd be considered a mediocre year. But the schedule was the toughest in the country. So Billy Napier did a pretty nice job. They feel pretty good about their quarterback being healthy for a full season. So when you look at this year, to start the season, Saturday Down South had a pretty cool article saying Max Venable's seat is hot in Norman, for Oklahoma. Now, they did have that great win. He came up with a fantastic game plan against Jalen Milroe in that final game of the regular season. But you buy in that. Buy in that that Venables has got a hot seat. He's got to go deep with Oklahoma. If not the playoff, do something.
Well, look, they came in the SEC and made no noise. Meanwhile, their arch rival was playing for the SEC championship and was in the college football playoff. One team had a splash, the other, not so much. You can tell me all you want that that doesn't matter, Mike, but these were the two additions that are comparing and always have compared themselves to each other, which is why the Red River rivalry is such a big deal. And for OU to make no noise last year, yeah, I'm going to tell you, Venables, he better win this season.
Hey, by the way, A.J. Terrell, guys, Falcon fans, coming up at 4:20 right here on Duke Sabella's. We're live for Flowery Branch at the DraftKings Studios. Real quick, DraftKings, they've got Auburn's over-under at 7.5, speaking of hot seats.
I like it.
I mean, Hugh Freeze, is this now kind of go time?
I think so.
For Auburn to step
it
up?
I like what he's brought in.
Right. Oklahoma's over-under was 6.5.
I'm telling you.
They're not buying them.
No.
And then, interesting, your money, you might have to cut a bigger check for Trinity of Kentucky. The over-under for the Wildcats is 4.5.
Well, they're not going to be any good.
And Mark Stoops
should be gone.
Longest tenured coach in the SEC.
Should be gone. Look, a couple of years, maybe it was 2 years ago. Last year, maybe? I forget. Stoops got offered. No, it had to be like the A&M job.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, everybody at Kentucky is like, see ya. Get out of here.
You mean kind of like what happened when Florida's basketball coach came to Athens, how Florida fans
and
felt?
And literally, Stoops was like, you know, I've reconsidered. I think this is the best place for me. And fans were like, no, come on. Here's the deal. He wins one big game a year. Last year was Ole Miss. And then they're crap.
Right.
And all we ever hear, and Kirby says it every year, oh, they play great. They're so hard to beat, and they play so physical. His time has run out. They need new blood. They need new life up there. Mike, they need a new voice. But four wins? It's a tough SEC, man.
Yeah,
it's a tough
again,
SEC.
Again, for many years, if you go back all the way back, you know, Kentucky, you know, winning 8 games is kind of like you're a rock star. You win 10 games, you got a statue.
Yeah.
But you're right, Stoops is kind of falling on. Dusty Rhodes would say, hard times. Georgia Tech gets twins, and they're dudes, and they're big brothers, man, Cortland and Courtney Hurd from the Fighting Indians of East Coweta. Go purple and gold. So good for Georgia Tech and Brent Key. So two big tackles from my buddy. And I just texted Coach Small. And I said, hey, man, so you got two linemen going to Tech? He goes, yeah, those two big boys are super kids. Should fit well there at Tech. As if you know Coach Small, that's what he sounds
that's
like.
Good, man. Look, I think, and we're only time's going to tell, but I think their recruiting has certainly picked up from just a local standpoint. When you talk about owning the state, Georgia Tech, and look, we knew this when Brent Key took over. He was going to try to do that. The guy that was before Brent Key attempted to do it, but it was all hype and marketing. It wasn't heart and soul, and this is why you need to be here. And whatever he's selling right now, Mike, kids are buying it. That's great to get two local kids from East Coweta to come.
Oh, by the way.
And by the way, that's not this year. That's class of 26.
Right on, 2026. Guys say, Mike, why you got to mention East Coweta? Say something about Sandy Creek. Well, give me some free stuff, and I'll wear it, man.
No, he's
you know the drill. I wear the gear. You got to send it, man.
Carrollton, he's right. Great program. Sandy Creek's been in the mix. He's absolutely right.
Dude, the other day I was wearing an East Coweta hat at the Publix in Tyrone, and they sell the Sandy Creek shirts at Publix. So this guy's like, yo, man. Like, again, they never say, hey, Mike, say, hey, man. He's like, why don't you buy some Sandy Creek? I'm like, so in front of everybody, and Dolly's the lady who works at the register. She looks like Tina Turner. Very sweet, nice lady. I go, hey, Dolly, tell him to buy it for me. With all due respect to Sandy Creek, and I respect those guys. Patriots do a hell of a job.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, there's great programs all around.
Dukes and Bell will wear your gear, but you got to bring it here.
No, that's the beauty of it. Absolutely. I totally agree. And I've got gear that I have not sported because I've been sent stuff, man. But we appreciate you guys. High school sports, we love it. Day-Day does a great job. When we get to the fall, we're going to be telling you where he's going to be out. He's got a great high school show that he does. He's our executive producer, but he's been doing that for a long time. So we certainly support
him. Because you have a great relationship with the Buford people.
I'm all over, man. I mean, look, I was telling Day-Day, not to reminisce here, but when we started the radio station, we did a Friday night thing where we connected with, at the time, it was Cobb County Kia, now owned by Jim Ellis. And, Mike, they wrapped a card, had my face on it.
Nice.
We made our way around town. We did games on Friday nights. It was so much fun. As a matter of fact, I think I told you about this when we were not working together. But I'm all over, man. I love going to see and supporting the future stars. Look, 4 years ago, somebody said, man, you got to go see this kid. I said, who is he? He said, his name is Travis Hunter. You're going to really this kid. I cannot tell you what it feels like to go see a kid in high school, and then you see his journey through college, and now you see him being drafted. And we've seen a lot of that locally with kids. That is an unbelievable thing. And there's tons of kids I could tell you about that you're like, Dukes, you got to go see this kid. And I go see him. The Juju kid. I saw him 2 years ago. He was like, man, he's a great quarterback. You got to go see this kid at Carrollton. Okay.
He's going to play for Deion.
He's unbelievable. So it's fun to do that.
You know, I remember before I was working with Carl when I was down at the old 790, you and Cordell had a young Deshaun Watson on.
We did.
And again, that story obviously has kind of gotten derailed, but it was such an amazing story for a local kid going to Clemson and obviously wins a natty and has an amazing, for a while, career in the NFL.
Yeah, he was the Gatorade Player of the Year. Look, nobody will ever debate what Deshaun was as a high school or college player. Right. The pro thing, unfortunately, took sideways. But look, we wish him the best. We hope this Achilles heals. I just don't think he's going to be the guy in Cleveland. But I'll tell you who the guy is here, and that's A.J. Terrell. Mm. He's going to join us next. You'll hear what he has to say about mandatory minicamp, his work, and what he thinks about the defense coming up on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at the Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flower Branch. Man, it's been a fun day. Coming up, you're going to hear Jesse Bates. And Jesse was very entertaining, certainly interesting and intriguing, some of the things he had to say about this team, where he's at. That is on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Grant's going to join us as well, talk some Braves.
Braves win, Braves win.
Well, good news. And as I said, can we win some series? That's what this is all about. So that's good. But we're going to dive into that as well. Mike, real quick, while we're up here, before we let you hear what A.J. Terrell had to tell us, the thing that you watched today that maybe you enjoyed or liked or something, and some observation.
Well, just because we got a chance to watch about a half hour of practice at the end. They kind of wrapped up with some simulated game type stuff, but these were backups. I mean, you had like a fifth string quarterback throwing to like a fourth string tight end because there's no reason to have Bijan out there and Michael Penix Jr. But just watching the two things, watching Jalen Walker and the leadership and the things that he does, with the defensive unit, and just sort of seeing him leading. As as a rookie, which is kind of cool. And then seeing Michael Penix Jr. just dropping dimes to, first off to Drake London, trying to hit those corner routes. We were watching the guys throwing, having some fun there, but breaking the action, trying to throw like the 30-yard toss into the garbage can. Of course, Michael Penix Jr. can do that.
Yes.
But just the pinpoint accuracy, and you'll hear A.J. Terrell if you missed that conversation is coming up a little bit later. But A.J. Terrell and then Jesse Bates here on Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, man. I'll simply say this, and I'm not overblowing this, but the explosiveness from Jalen Walker is real. And his get-off, that's what it's called, guys, is just that. He has a jump on the ball and his ability to get around the edge. I mean, that they're showing at least early on here at mandatory minicamp. Remember, they said they want him to master coming right off the edge. And that's the one thing I wanted to see today, just watching him, take snaps coming off. They had 11-on-11 drills. They did do some earlier passing situations earlier in practice. So that was, something that I wanted to see and we were impressed with. The other thing we're impressed with is A.J. Terrell's development. And he is a guy that we enjoy watching. He is our best corner. Do we need help there? Yeah. But, Mike, we drafted a kid that was a three-time Big 12, all Big 12 player 3 years in a row in Kobe Bryant. And we didn't draft him, should I say. He was invited to camp.
Undrafted free agent.
Correct. But maybe he's a guy that can step up. There are guys that we're going to be watching that maybe get more playing time than we anticipate. But A.J. stopped by to talk with Mike and I, and the first thing we asked him was, what has he been doing to get better? Because it's something he told us at the end of last season he had a lot of work to do.
Oh, it's been good. Same thing I told you before, same thing now. Still the off season, still a lot of things to work on. I think the main thing right now for me is, honing in on taking care of my body and, just still becoming a sponge to the game, just learning from, the vets and people that I, have contact with, and also just learning our new scheme.
All right, man, for veterans, some of this stuff is old hat. Yeah. What do you do? What are you working on here? Is it simply mental reps and some physical reps?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of mental. But I'm more of a visual learner. I like to go on the field and not visual, but active. Like, I like to be in person and go out there and make some mistakes, like see it in person. So when I'm out there live and practice and when we're going against each other, I can, play at a high level and trust and know, what to get. Sometimes when you see things on the computer or on the tablet, where we watch film, things may look a certain way, but when you out there on the field, it's a certain reaction time that you got to have to make plays at a high level.
The new guy is the old guy is the new guy, and I'm talking about Jeff Olbrich. Yeah. You know Jeff, you know Brick. Yeah. He was here. You were here when he was here. What's that been like when he's come in, and what's been his message so far to the defense?
Yeah. Heart, mind, fist.
Heart,
mind, and fist.
Okay.
Just us coming in together, just being able to the heart part, just coming in and loving the game of football. The mind is coming out here, being a sponge in what we do with our installs and learning things like that. And fists, just being physical, getting to the ball, things like that we can control with effort and things like that. So Brick has definitely been a different coach, of course, from my rookie year and myself included. So I can't wait to work with him this year, and all the guys excited as well.
It's A.J. Terrell, guys. We're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios up here at the branch for mandatory minicamp. Mm-hmm. We added some new dudes, some guys, they all ball-hawking guys, man. Yep. Guys with turnovers. So are you cool with the mentor role working with the DBs?
For sure. Just being able to have the new guys, like you said, with Billy and Xavier Watts in the back end, those guys are, working at a high level. And the good part about it is that I'm learning with them. With Brick's new defense, we are being able to ask each other questions and pick each other's brain on what's what and, things like that, all the ins and outs. We haven't mastered none right now, but all those guys are learning quick and loving the game from what I'm seeing. They just, playing at a high level. I'm really impressed with Billy, as far as just taking on that nickel role.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility down there, and he – taking all the punches with it and rolling with it.
He's got a lot of energy, man. We had a chance to chop it up with him. A.J. Terrell joining us here on Dukes and Bell. So when you say new defense, different schematically or different responsibilities for you?
Scheme and responsibilities. That's just how I go with every new coordinator. And but at the end of the day, it don't even matter about the scheme or whatever. It's all about the players and everybody buying in and just wanting to make the defense our own defense and you know, become the top five defense in the league or the best.
AJ Terrell's with us here, guys. We talked a lot about it in the offseason, and we were saying, does it matter in the locker room? Because Michael Penix Jr. is the starting quarterback, but Kirk is here. With the stuff that happened in the offseason, does that have any bearing? Is Kirk just a teammate? Now is let's go play some football.
No, Kirk has been a good role model. Even when he shows up, he isn't doing anything out of the ordinary or anything like that, not making nothing like crazy weird. You know, he's still being professional and doing his job and coming in, and I see him and Mike talking all the time. So, and then me and him talking too, you know, it's normal. It's just the business, you know, however it goes. Not my role to pick and, you know, I don't know what go on upstairs or whatever, but still a teammate doing everything the right way.
That's good to hear. AJ, when we talk about, you know, I heard Michael Penix say yesterday, going up against you every day is making him better. He loves challenging you and trying to put the ball in places he shouldn't. But talk about, you know, how much better you guys are trying to make each other, because he needs those reps. He needs to see an all-pro type corner like yourself day in and day out.
Exactly. And like you said, same thing he said is that's what we need, the competition in practice. Him doing, you know, throwing passes that he typically wouldn't throw, but being confident in throwing it in practice. That's what make him special, and he do be putting the ball on the spot. So, you know, he's
got a cannon.
Yeah, he got a cannon. He make me work my technique, and I gotta trust that even when I'm not guarding Mooney or Drake or Ray Ray, like he's still gonna get it to the guy that you think he's not throwing it to, even though, you know, because it's not his first read or anything like that. But just taking chances and owning his role.
I know all the draft stock went on the defensive side, so we can play complimentary football, and the dudes in the front, you know, can go get the quarterback, so you can get some picks. I know it's early days, but you like what you see in the draft class.
I love what I see. I think I said it before, but I see a lot of maturity in all of our draft picks as far as just coming in every day and wanting to be a producer to the team. Like, all the guys are just wanting to come in and lift weights and, you know, watch film and, you know, do all the rookie things that they got to do and more.
One last thing for me. I know it's been frustrating. We haven't been to the playoffs. Is that on your mind? Is that as you approach this offseason and the work you're putting in, and how much of that is weighing on you and some of the guys that have been here where we haven't had a chance to experience that?
Yeah, I'd be a fool not to say it's not on my mind. You know, going on year six, like you said, never you know, sniffed it almost, I want to say, but it's definitely on all of our minds, and I think that's what makes the team special this year, just knowing. And I feel like we've been special, you know, of course, all the years, but, like, going into year six and still haven't gotten there, now it's, like, you know, more of a priority. So, you know, everything that we do is leading up to the playoffs and not just being satisfied with the playoffs, but actually, like, trying to make a Super Bowl push, because we got all the pieces to the puzzle. We just got to come in every day and just buy in and just have fun and play at a high level week in, week out.
Hey, man, that's our buddy AJ Terrell. And again, guys, he was here. He got drafted, don't forget, 2020. And this is a guy that was with Dan Quinn. So when guys are hitting us up on the text line saying, what do you mean he knows Ulbrich? Yeah, Ulbrich was on the staff. Dan Quinn gets fired after the 0-5 start, if you guys remember, in 2021. And then Coach Ra and the guys take over. So it's a guy that does have familiarity, but hopefully this time around better results because we got a better team up front. We talked about the complimentary football. You'll hear more about that conversation with the front working with the safeties and the corners with our buddy Jesse Bates. That's going to come up in the 4 o'clock hour as we're the only radio station in Atlanta live here at Flowery Branch inside the studio they built for us, the Ticketmaster Studios. Also some good news on the Braves front. They get a win today. We were just talking about Money Harris needing to be clutch. He was. Ronald Acuna, they get the home run ball. Things seem to work out for the Braves. They get a 6-2 win up in Milwaukee. Next hour, Grant McCauley is going to tell us about the good things that happened up there. But next, we got some guy talk for you. A couple of things. How do we help our man Day-Day get to Wu-Tang in time? And does the APD ever really study traffic control when they're in the police academy? It will come up on his way to the arena. More importantly, Aaron Rodgers got married. But how does one of the biggest, most recognizable athletes on the planet get married and no one knows who this woman is? We'll dive in next on Duke's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, man, live from the branch where we spoke with A.J. Terrell. You just heard that conversation. Jesse Bates coming up in the five, also Grant McCauley, as we get a rare sight, Carl, in baseball, like seeing a unicorn. Spencer Schwellenbach goes all nine up in Milwaukee.
Well, he didn't want to turn anything over to the pen and put the game in jeopardy.
Good idea.
And you know what? I'm all for it. I mean, look, there have been games other guys, including Chris Sale, could have done this. They haven't allowed it, Mike. They pull him, and so good for Schwelly and the fact that we won a series. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, man, a couple of stories. First things first, if you missed it earlier in Yemen, no, man, last week I had to make it from up there at Echo Park, the automotive store, to get to the concert for the Pantera show with Metallica. And tonight, maybe G can help you get there too. But Day-Day's got to get down to State Farm for Wu-Tang Clan. I was joking around about APD and do they actually spend time on traffic control.
Right.
And a couple of guys reached out. Now, I've got some friends. Some guys are still on the force. Some guys are former PD. And they all admit, jokingly, that, no, not a lot of time, Carl, is actually spent in the police academy on traffic control. So I said, you know, at the new training facility, which some people were protesting, can they actually build a mock-up of an intersection where you can work on traffic control? Guy hit me up. His name is Eric. And he says, Mike, I used to work on the corner of North Avenue and West Peachtree. Every 2 weeks, he would bring in about 20 to 30 police cadets or active duty and do traffic stop and traffic everything. But with all seriousness, they were there for about 2 hours.
Wow.
So, I mean, that gets us back to the problem, which seems to be a major choke point for both Falcon games, Hawks games, or any concert downtown, and that is the dreaded intersection of Techwood / Centennial Olympic Park Drive and Marietta Street. And that is Day-Day, where smoke will be coming out of your ears as you try to get to where you're parking tonight. So if there's any other way, I don't know, man. By the way, where are you parking tonight? Where are you going to be sitting? You know where you got your lot? Because that's a big part of getting in your seats on time.
Yeah, about that.
Where are you sitting?
Oh, sitting-wise, I'm in a suite.
Oh, nice. Where's your car going to be sitting?
Parking-wise, I don't.
Oh, so that's a major problem.
Yeah, that's
so you need to get out before the Ferris wheel. That's the line of death right there.
Now, here's the thing.
Nothing good happens after you pass the Ferris wheel.
This is my first time ever going to that area coming from this way.
Oh,
so
it gets,
normally, when I come from, like, my home, right, I come through the hood. Right. Slide through MLK.
Back way.
I'm good. But coming from this way, I have no idea what I'm going
to
do.
When I go to Falcon games, I go, there's a lady with a wig shop that's down there. I take the back way into the backside. That's my line. I know where I'm in the right spot to get to the CNN deck from the backside.
Okay. Coming from the south side,
yeah,
right?
From south side.
Yeah, got you.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah.
All right, man.
A guy just said, Dede, I have your solution. Helicopter.
Hey, man. We heard from Aaron Rodgers yesterday. He loves his coach. He's really wanted to work with Coach Tomlin. How's that make you feel, Coach Tomlin, by the way? They got a bromance with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I've respected him for a very long time, and I'm glad Aaron's here.
We also found out that Aaron hates his new helmet. Apparently, he's one of those guys who got grandfathered in last year for the old shut helmet that only, like, Nick Foles was wearing. But now he's got to switch to the new gear, which is approved by the NFL. Apparently not happy with his lid. And then we found out that he got married. Now, a lot of folks, including the Chicago Tribune, who, of course, hates the Green Bay Packers,
yes,
thought they'd have some fun with this one. Article I'm reading saying, how do you get married if you're Aaron Rodgers and nobody in North America has any idea who this person is?
Who is she?
No one knows. Somebody says, is it Brittany? He's been rumored to be seen at Brittany. There was some woman that he was thought to be in Central America or South America doing chakras and crystals and experimental things with a couple months back. Don't know if that's the person. But just for blanks and giggles and because they hate the Packers so much, Chicago Tribune thought it would be kind of fun to do a deep dive and talk about comments that are out there from ex-girlfriends. Danica Patrick said it was, quote, a bloodbath dating Aaron Rodgers. Said, and nothing's not speaking out of school. Everything was torn to bits. She went on Sage Steele's show back on May 21st on her podcast. Yes, he leaves a trail of blood, the former race car driver said about Aaron Rodgers. I don't think I'm saying too much earth-shattering stuff here. I mean, there's been enough put out there about he and I. Then you got Shailene Woodley, the actress, who went on to say that their relationship was toxic. The Big Little Lies star said that, yes, the time that they dated was about a misery because it also was the comments about COVID-19 and that he sucks life out of any situation. These are women that dated the man.
Wow.
So I don't know if he's trying to protect the woman or just wants to have radio silence, but everyone from Pat McAfee to the rest of the world was kind of surprised to learn that Aaron Rodgers went down the aisle.
Yeah, he did a presser yesterday, and everybody's like, is that a ring? And he was like, yep. And to Mike's point, he's admitting it, but, you know, look, for a guy that has been in the public limelight for 25 years, right, you go back to his days at Cal in college, it's interesting that this particular relationship, and now that he is married, he's not interested in making any note of it. And look, I'm fine with it. Like, I always say, like, some of this stuff is none of our business. Like, we all get caught up in it.
Right.
I know we got TMZ and all these things. Now, if a relationship gets, you know, in the news for the wrong reasons, we make fun and we have fun with it. But, like, at the end of the day, look, Steelers fans aren't going to care who his wife is, Mike.
Just win games.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm just saying, though, but regardless, your guys are like, well, you get this guy's personal. Because he's Aaron freaking Rodgers. I mean, anybody else in the world, you pretty much, People Magazine's got the name of this person. It's pretty much cut and dry.
Well, and here's the point that we're making. The Belichick situation became so public and interesting to everybody because it was so not normal, which allowed everybody to kind of talk about it. Belichick had also never talked about relationships, women he had been with, etc. And then this comes along. We discussed it. Now this is a completely different situation for Aaron.
Hey, speaking of relationships, I'm going to call an audible, Don, before we go to the musical segment. Let's hear Cut 32 for those of you keeping score at home. Speaking of your personal life getting private or vice versa, Stephon Diggs finally talks to the media up there in New England about, you know, that controversial photo of him on a boat. Now, granted, he didn't take the photo. He just happens to be in it. Then you got to have better people around you to know people shouldn't be posting stuff because you get half the world trying to figure out what the hell that pink substance is in the back. You got it, Don? Here's Stephon Diggs talking to Coach.
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where I talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions. You know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with people in the building as well, so everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
I'm with you for about 90% of that. Just got to tell your friends not to post stuff on social media because now your private life is public.
Take their phones before you get on the boat.
Yes. Much like Dave Chappelle, no phones on this boat.
I'm just saying, like, for real, like, do whatever it is you want to do. I'm never going to tell anybody to do it. Like, live your life. But to your point, Mike, if it's going to potentially cost you, career.
Right.
And again, we still don't know what the pink substance was. Everybody's still speculating, right?
No, apparently it was Fun Dip.
Okay.
Remember when you were a kid, Fun Dip, right. The sugar with the stick?
Yeah, those are fun.
You bet. Anyway, if he was on a boat, and I like as I said, I don't fault the guy for being surrounded with hot chicks, all shapes and sizes, all creeds and colors. But one thing for certain, if you want to get in the mood, drop the needle on some Keith Sweat. Have you seen the video of a young kid? Now, he's not as skinny as the kid on Road Trip because there's a million memes about him, you know, in bed with a big black woman after this song dropped. But a guy's on a cruise ship. It's a Carnival cruise. We know his name is Tyler. He's a Georgia Tech student. Rusty Manziel and I have been spending the entire day trying to track this kid down. Over 25 million views and counting. He decides to do karaoke with a mixed crowd, a lot of African-American ladies in the crowd. He's going to do Nobody by Keith Sweat. Take a listen.
I want a TV. Yeah. I want to show you, baby, that I need you. I want your body. Take a very last ride.
Man, the video is gold. Crowd gets into it. The women are losing their minds.
They don't make music like that no more.
Yeah, man. So, Tyler, hats off for a kid to karaoke. Now, real quick, I was telling Day-Day, our producer off the air, Carl and I, we love karaoke. We were, last time you and I did it, I think it was SEC Media Days.
It was.
Carl did Purple Rain. By the way, there's other guys in this town that don't have the balls to get on stage. I won't name names, but take a wild guess, 680. But anyway, Carl and I obviously got up there and rocked it. I did Johnny Cash, but I did Folsom Prison, but you did the full Purple Rain.
Yeah, man, look, there are some go-tos that you know will get the crowd just moving, and, you know, there's that emotional hook like that. That was unexpected. One, let's be honest, the way he looked. Two, he kills it, and then everybody's like, oh, my God. It was like watching American Idol. Like, everybody's into it now. But I just feel like, Mike, like that there are certain songs you can do. Sir Mix-a-Lot, right?
Right.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. You do Sir Mix-a-Lot, and I guarantee you everybody in the crowd will be singing along. Right. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. And everybody's dancing and having a good time. There's right. just certain songs, man.
Yeah, man. I know my buddy Jamie from Jamaica, man. He would do Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Mm.
Sign my name across your heart. And the chicks, I mean, just bananas. Plus, he looked like Apollo Creed with dreadlocks. So he could have sang, you know, Twisted Sister. It really would have mattered.
Sure,
at that point. Hey, man, nobody probably noticed because – who cares at this point? We're just over a year out from the World Cup. We've moved the U.S. soccer headquarters. They're building the facilities right now by Trilla Studios. I was just out there in Fayetteville the other day. U.S. men's soccer is an unmitigated disaster. We lost 4-0 in a friendly to Switzerland. And basically, in the minds of most U.S. soccer fans, based on comments online and stuff that's gone viral, the team looked like they quit. So, Mauricio Pochettino, they brought in tremendous experience in Europe, and it's been a real disaster. Some guys felt they held on to Berhalter too long, got too late to get this coach in. A lot of folks upset with Christian Pulisic, who apparently is too drained after his AC Milan season to work with the U.S. men's team. Miles Robinson, former United player, is banged up. Carl, how should and why should I care about U.S. men's soccer when this clearly demonstrates our best athletes and our toughest athletes don't play the sport?
Are we even going to show up next year for the World Cup? I mean, to have it.
We get an automatic bid, but we're going to win a game.
No, that's the thing. To have it on our soil and to have it. This everybody's so excited. Atlanta's hosting, you know, Dallas, L.A. Like, are we going to win a game? That's my question. Are we going to win a match?
We got the CONCACAF starts, and you know Trinidad and Tobago can certainly beat us because they've done it before.
They've done it before.
But no, Carl and I talked about this a million times. When United is really good, I'm more in tune with soccer. The 17-18 season was unbelievable. I've watched, you know, Premier League over the years, big Chelsea fan. But, man, I got to be honest, U.S. men's team, these guys are mentally soft, they're physically soft, and I hope things change. But, you know, our best athletes, our cornerbacks, our wide receivers, I mean, our tight ends, our point guards, our power forwards, you take the position. Our shortstops, our outfielders, they don't play this sport. And I got to be honest with you, I'm sick and tired of watching these guys. They're soft and they're weak. And I'm not vibing it. And I'm really getting fed up because, I mean, I want to support soccer, but as a broadcaster, how am I supposed to support it when clearly our best, toughest guys, both physically and mentally tough, don't play the sport?
Look, everybody wants to jump on board because it is a country thing, right, is support your country.
Yeah, you want to get behind a red, white, blue.
You want to do it, but they got to be competitive. And they were not competitive last night. That, Mike, was an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. And, again, friendly or no friendly, That was an embarrassment.
Now we got CONCACAF coming. Hey, man, one final note. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, one of the most brilliant minds of music, a troubled mind. A lot of documentaries. You could read up on it if you're not familiar. But the man behind Pet Sounds and all the Beach Boys' success, a guy that had an unbelievable, interesting life, a lot of different aspects to it, passed away, Carl, at age 82.
Where do the Beach Boys rank when you talk about, and again, I don't want to say the greatest, but their influence, Mike?
To a number of bands. I mean, the Beatles respected the Beach Boys. You hear Paul McCartney still talks about the genius of Brian Wilson and everybody else, his techniques in the studio, the things he did.
Yep.
But anyway, some crazy docs. There's one that's called Love and Mercy. Thomas's Road. These are all on Netflix. You can find them. But anyway, Brian Wilson passed away at age 82. That is your Guy Talk here on a Wednesday.
Guys, we are live at the Ticketmaster Studios. We've been hanging out all day. We were here for practice, had a chance to talk to our buddy Jesse Bates. Wait until you hear what he had to say. And our Braves do something they hadn't done in a long time. It's all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour live from Flowery Branches, Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.